The Marvel's director freaks on racist, sexist, homophobic haters, but the flop's largest group of ticket buyers is male and white. By David Ng on November 15, 2023. As Disney's The Marvels goes down as the biggest flop in Marvel Cinematic Universe history, the movie's director Nia DaCosta has played her final three cards: race, gender, and sexuality. The Marvels director lashed out at haters, calling them bigots, in a recent interview with Variety. But the irony is that her movie's largest group of ticket buyers has turned out to be male and white. Nia DaCosta sounded off on the negative fan buildup to The Marvels during the interview. "There are pockets where you go because you're like, I'm a super fan. I want to exist in the space of just adoration, which includes civilized critique," she said. "Then there are pockets that are really virulent and violent and racist and sexist and homophobic and all those awful things. And I choose the side of the light. That's the part of fandom I'm most attracted to." Variety noted the interview took place in late October, several days before the movie's November 10th release. But even at that time, The Marvels was tracking to open at embarrassingly low levels at the box office and was garnering overwhelmingly negative social media attention for its woke approach to superhero lore and star Brie Larson. Ultimately, The Marvels scored the lowest global open in the 15-year history of the MCU. DaCosta's accusations of racism and sexism proved to be empirically untrue. As Breitbart News reported, a survey of the movie's opening weekend ticket buyer showed that men easily outnumbered women, and that white people accounted for the largest demo by race. It remains unclear how many gay people queued up for The Marvels. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.